Jazzy 88. It is this week's Artist of the Week, Alexander Zonjic. And the title track, well, that's not the title track, but this is leading single out, Motor City Sway. And did you notice you heard just a little touch? If you know Pieces of a Dream, you should have probably recognized the keys on there of James Lloyd. And Alexander is with us today. Alexander, I love you and I've missed you. How you doing?
Sharon, how are you doing? I miss you guys. Every time I talk to a musician around the country, they know you, they know Nashville, and they talk so highly of you. And I'm thrilled to be with you today. And first and foremost, with everything that went on, I'm glad you're healthy.
Oh, yes.
More than anything.
Oh yes. Most definitely, and I am of that age group where I know to go home and seal up, and you know I'm not going to be out here swinging and partying. I'm too grown for that. So I'm a very cautious person as far as that's concerned. Now that I have lived to the length of time that I've lived, I don't want to. You know, I'm not going back to being 20.
Well, I'm glad you're taking care of yourself, William,
because
I don't know how it went in Nashville, but Detroit, as you probably have read and have seen on the news, we've really gotten hit hard. It's been a very, very different, very sobering summer, for sure.
Yeah, we're not exempt here by any stretch of the imagination. You know, our city has been, and state, has been hit extremely hard as well as this place being a tourist city and, you know, the impact that that's had. But, you know, we have a lot of universities here and, you know, a lot of people are coming here in and out from different places all over. So, we didn't get missed, okay, as far as the COVID-19 situation is concerned. We got slammed here and continue to be to this day, but not the size of anything like Detroit. I mean, that's a much, much larger place than here. So, you know, but I get it, Alexander. And I hear the same thing. I've been hearing this, you know, from every week when the spotlight comes down on the Artist of the Week. And I chat with the folks from all over the country in this business. And, you know, everybody is, you know, thinking the same and going through the same. So thank you for asking. And I just love them that they didn't forget us in this radio realm. I mean, you know, it's not easy to stay on everybody's mind.
Wow. Well, that is so... Hey, how are my Nashville friends doing, Sharon? How's Marion Meadows doing, and how's Kevin Whalum doing?
Oh, as far as I can see and tell, they're doing quite well. Because they're busy like you producing music. Nothing is stopping any of y'all from your appointed rounds of doing this music for sure. And saying that, Alexander, this is the first time we've had anything from you in a while, and you are just completely missed. And, you know, WFSK for many years carried the A to Z show hosted by Alexander. And it was on Monday nights for years and years. So, you know, we miss you in multiple ways.
Well, I appreciate it. I've got some new stuff and some new ideas. I'd love to get back on the air with you. I love the fact that you are carrying that show. And then, of course, I'm thrilled to finally, after, you know, 10 years, not that I haven't been busy, but to make a new record and to release it during such a profound time has been a really interesting experience.
Oh, no question. Because of the length of time that you have been gone off the scene, I know that doesn't stop you from working. But your health is good, right?
Yes, everything is good. We're doing well. We have definitely, on a sad note, lost some very dear friends. But for the most part, certainly immediately, everybody is healthy.
Uh-huh.
Things are doing well in Detroit. We're getting back to doing some live events.
Hmm.
Although my 10, you know, I have 10 major events, 10 major festivals that have all been postponed until 2021. So releasing a new record has given me a different place to put my energy.
Yeah.
I still do weekly radio in Detroit. I still do a weekly television show.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily for me, I've got some other fish to fry here, and we're starting to perform live again. It's coming back slowly but surely,
mm.
but in a different way.
Yeah.
I've never played more parking lots in my life than I have the last couple of months.
Well, that's,
you know,
it is what it is. You got to get in where you fit in, you know. You know, this business, if you're not flexible, you're going to have a hard time in it, a really hard time. Playing It Forward is your first one out in, what, 2 or 3 years?
Oh, no, it's been 10.
No.
Yeah, Doing the D was 10 years ago, and this is my 13th album. My first record came out, now I'm going to tell everyone how old I am. My first record came out in 1978.
Oh, my God. Oh, no.
And then I made a bunch of records in the 80s,
yeah.
And then I signed with Warner Brothers around 90, and
yeah.
I made Neon and Passion.
Yeah.
And then I went with Heads Up, and I made Reach for the Sky and
yeah.
Seldom Blues and Doing the D. So it's... It doesn't seem that long ago to me because I've been so busy and gainfully employed. I mean, I've been very lucky, but believe it or not, playing It Forward it's been 10 years, so I'm pretty excited.
Yeah. Well, I would tell you that you and this station's collection go back quite a ways. At least maybe 15, 16 years of your music. And, and maybe even a little touch beyond that point. But knowing that your sound is what it is and you bring it like no other, you have, I was thinking about this the other day because, you know, other flutists have been artists of the week with, you know, some of them with their new releases, etc. All you all have something, you sound different. Each of you playing the same instrument, but you all have this sound. So, Alexander, what do you think is your signature on your sound?
Well, you know what? Everybody's sound, you know, I love the flute because the flute is really the closest instrument to the human voice. If you think about it, we use a lot of the same techniques. No two flute players actually sound the same.
Mm-hmm.
In my case, if you just take my background, you know, it's a classical background with before getting a degree in classical flute, I was a rock and roll guitar player.
Mm-hmm.
I still play guitar in the show. Then you get into the early 80s when I meet Bob James and I start to get into whatever this form of music it is.
Mm-hmm.
I think what's evolved is a very unique style that's the result of the rock and roll guitar playing, the classical
mm-hmm.
background, the touring with Bob James,
mm-hmm.
and growing up, you know, in an area like Detroit where the influences are so cool and so urban,
mm-hmm.
and you got Motown and you've got all these great jazz artists like, you know, like Earl Klugh
mm-hmm.
and going even back to Elvin Jones and all of that. I think it's the combination of all of that. And then some of the early influences, without a doubt,
mm-hmm.
being Hubert Laws and Herbie Mann.
Oh, yeah.
They both were a big influence
yeah.
on that world for me. So, you know, I kind of adhere to the old cliche of
mm-hmm.
There's only two kinds of music, good music and bad music.
Yeah.
And I'd like to think that I've managed to play some pretty good music for quite a while.
No, you in there. Okay, you are in there, and you know there's something, you know, and I was glad to hear you say that each of you brings something different to the table. There's something like a beefy sound to your flute playing that I don't notice with anybody else, And are all you all playing similar type instruments or similar type flutes or what?
Uh-huh.
Well, you just, I don't know, maybe it's because of your old school roots.
Yeah, I think so. I think that, you know, I never played saxophone. I'm not a doubler.
Mm-hmm.
Having a foundation that comes out of the classical world gives you a real tone,
mm-hmm.
and real articulation. If you listen to the way I play, it's very percussive. It's like you said, a big, thick sound.
Mm-hmm.
I think that instrument in the right hands can stand up to any other instrument. I mean, you can be up on stage with a trumpet player and a
mm-hmm.
sax player and hang right in there. But I must say, you got to have some real chops.
Mm-hmm.
The flute involves a big commitment. You have to really work at it. There are a lot of people out there that play flute in a less percussive and aggressive way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like to think that what I do, and I think you really hear it on the new record, it's a very virtuosic record. You know,
mm-hmm.
I had to stand in the ring, so to speak, with great musicians like Jeff Lorber's and Chuck Loeb's and
yes.
trade solos.
Oh, yeah.
You really gotta have chops to do that. And so I think it's a combination of all of that. And so I'm really excited for the whole record. I love the single, by the way, which was produced by James Lloyd. But
yeah.
I love the whole record. Jeff Lorber was a big part of this record.
Yeah, well, that, you know, Lorber, just whatever he touches is all good, you know.
<That's>,
yeah, he has certainly got that ability. Let me remind the audience, this is WFSK's special opportunity to drill down on some new releases and check in with our beloved artists in the smooth and contemporary jazz realm. And keep up with them and, you know, get the scoop, the stuff that's different than what you would read on a bio and all that. They're playing it forward is Alexander Zonjic's latest release with 11 cuts. And, you know, you did a beautiful mixing here of old and new stuff. And I just love what you did with Nature Boy, which is cut number 9. Why did you put that one on there?
You know what? If you're a flute player, and I mentioned earlier that, you know, we really feel that that instrument is so much like a human voice. I think the ultimate instrument really is the human voice. And I think the biggest compliment you can pay any of us is that we make our instruments sing, because we're all trying to make that instrument sing. So what we really look for are great melodies. And, you know, Nature Boy, whether it's Nat King Cole or whether it's George Benson or whether it's Kurt Elling, that song has been covered
mm-hmm.
by everybody. David Bowie, the list just goes on.
Yeah.
I've always loved that melody.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say I was so surprised when I asked Jeff Lorber to put this on our new record, and he came up with an arrangement that I think almost sounds big band.
Uh-huh.
And I just love great melodies, and so that's the reason for Nature Boy on there. It's just, in my mind, one of the great melodies.
Mm-hmm.
I love the intervals. It makes a great vehicle for, I think, any jazz musician, but I think the flute in particular. So I'm so happy you said that. I'm going to tell Jeff Lorber you love that arrangement.
Yes.
And David Mann did the horn arrangements on that, with some great drumming by Gary Novak. And I was surprised when I got the first track, Sharon, because I thought it was going to be a ballad.
Uh-huh.
And when I got it from Jeff Lorber, I was pleasantly surprised. And I said, yeah, I still love this. And so, they're all my favorite tracks.
Mm-hmm.
I won't lie to you, but I do love that one as well.
Oh, definitely. Because that, you know, a lot of the music right now, as people going through this health crisis and other crises in their life, you know, sometimes it's okay to hear something familiar because it takes you, it harkens you back to the days before this thing, you know.
Yes, absolutely.
To another time when, you know, you could exhale a little bit more. And, you know, because I've noticed that about a couple of the songs of recent, you know, they're being, you know, the redone, the covers and all. And they're just, they're coming in the 2020 freshness, but you have that air of familiarity with that particular track, as well as the Bob James Nightcrawler. I mean, that one does it for, you know, so many people. And talk about these recording artists and the producer and why you selected these cuts, Alexander.
Well, you know, it's funny. When I, you know, we always start out with a certain idea, but it starts to evolve. I wanted to make a record that took me back to those great records that were made in the late 70s and early 80s by that label from New York, from CTI. I don't know if you remember the CTI record label.
I do.
And it was a great label, and it was a guy named Creed Taylor, and you know, George Benson was on that label, Bob James was on that label, Stanley Turrentine, Hubert Laws, and if you remember those records, they were a nice balance of originals and great covers.
Yeah.
And you know, you got to hear Hubert Laws play Midnight at the Oasis, and Bob James doing a Feel Like Making Love, and all of that. So I wanted to make a record that was 11 tracks of covers and originals, and I brought as much as I could to each track, and so that's why you see like, for example, Rolling in the Deep is on there, Adele's big hit, and I did an arrangement with a great gospel choir from Detroit, Selected of God, great choir, by the way. They were on America's Got Talent. They were also in a big Eminem video, and when I that song was not inspired by Adele's recording. I saw Aretha Franklin on the David Letterman show quite a few years ago, and she sang Rolling in the Deep, and I was so taken by it and loved the melody so much, and so that's why that's on there. So my philosophy was a mixture, you know. So there's Nature Boy, there's Rolling in the Deep. Nightcrawler, to me, is one of the great songs of all time. Bob James is a total genius. No one writes hooks like he does. And if you consider Nightcrawler and that groove coming out in the 70s, that was from Bob James 5.
Yeah.
That was probably hip-hop music before they invented it.
Well, you tell the kids that, they're going to be like, no, man.
Well, but you know what, though, Sharon? There's a reason why all them rappers were lifting Bob James's grooves
yes,
and songs.
Definitely.
And it's because of what I just said. If you listen to the grooves on Nightcrawler and Westchester Lady and Nautilus, the guys are just a total and complete genius.
Yeah.
So that, along with the fact that I was lucky enough to tour with Bob, and he gave me so many early breaks. When I talked with Jeff Lorber, I said, Jeff, we need to do a cover of Nightcrawler. Jeff Lorber, of course, is a big Bob James fan.
Oh yeah.
And so I think it's tricky to do anything that's better than the original. I will tell you, my challenge with that song was, I don't think you can do a better job than the original, but I think we came pretty close.
Yeah, definitely. Well, and plus you have the experience and know-how working, you know, with him all those years ago. So you've been working with one of the masters. So, I mean, you know, it doesn't get any better than that when it comes to a lesson, man.
For sure.
Yeah, definitely. Now, who else is on the project with you? Because I know a lot of these people you've worked with for many years and are friends and respected colleagues.
Well, I'm very lucky again. I've been lucky on just about all of my records. I'm sure you know, if you go through my discography and you look at all of the guests that are on there and the people that have played on there,
yeah.
I'm always lucky to call my friends. You know, every time you make a record, you call all your friends. You want to invite them to the party, so to speak. And usually, if you've been around as long as I have, and you've been lucky enough to collaborate, you get a few of them. So on this record, first and foremost, Jeff Lorber, of course, you mentioned, boy, you can't go wrong. If there's young musicians out there, boy, I'll tell you, if you can get around someone like a Bob James or like a Jeff Lorber, I suggest you do it, because they're just going to totally elevate your game. I'm absolutely thrilled and sad at the same time to say that one of the great musicians that played on my new record, and it might be some of the last stuff that he both recorded and produced, but Chuck Loeb has a big presence on this new record. He co-wrote a great song with Jeff Lorber called Mosaic, and then he also played on two other tracks. It was such a thrill. I remembered when Chuck got sick, and then we were working on the record, and we all were very optimistic that he would pull through this.
Yeah.
But, you know, in the end, to have him on this new record, and again, maybe some of the last stuff he's recorded, is really an honor. I can't tell you how cool that is, because Chuck Loeb, and I know you know this, Sharon, but for people that are listening out there, you ask any musician, he was one of the great guitar players in the whole world. This guy was the real deal.
He was.
So I am totally thrilled that he's on the record. We've got James Lloyd. He's really become one of my dear friends ever since my Seldom Blues CD, when he came up with a bunch of great arrangements and songs. James Lloyd, as you may or may not know, wrote Sweat for Me, Leave It With Me.
Yeah.
He did that cool arrangement of People Make the World Go Round. So we've been buddies a long time.
Yeah.
And every time we do a live show, he loves the response from the audience and this connection I have.
Uh-huh.
And it's not a surprise if in the middle of one of my songs, 500 people get up and start doing the electric slide, right? And so he wrote the first single, Motor City Sway, which is a flat out stepper song. I mean, that's Detroit hustle. That's electric slide right there. And so James Lloyd, always a treat to have on a record. Paul Jackson Jr., the great guitar player, thrilled to have the choir I told you about, Selected of God. We've also got Michael Thompson, one of LA's great guitar players, incredible drummer, Gary Novak. And also we have on there, and you'll be hearing more and more, and I bet you've already heard about him, but we've got this young piano player that I've been working with a lot, by the way, Justin Schultz. Are you familiar with Justin, guys?
I'm Justin's, but not Schultz.
Well, here's Justin Schultz, and you'll be hearing about him. He was 11 years old when he first started to work with me. Okay. He's now 14.
Oh, wow.
And he's taking the country by storm. He's got a new record coming. He's got a new record coming out soon on Shawnee Records.
Okay.
And Justin Schultz, he's working with James Lloyd, with Jeff Lorber, with Paul Brown, with Bob James. Sharon, I'm telling you, Justin is the real deal. So he's on my new record doing Talk Box on Motor City Sway, which is a real retro funk techno kind of song that everyone's really digging, by the way. I'm really having a lot of fun with the response.
Oh, yeah.
And so David Mann, who's an amazing sax player and arranger from the East Coast, David Mann did all the great horn arrangements that you hear on Nightcrawler and Nature Boy and all that. So you know, needless to say, it's star-studded, and I have to say I couldn't be happier with the way it turned out. I had my doubts about when to release it. I really thought I should wait. But, you know, there was a side to me that said, you know what, in the middle of all of this, let's get it out. Let's get it out. And the whole title of Playing It Forward, The reason for that, it's obviously a spin-off of Paying It Forward, was just that along with playing music, we love giving back. You know, any artist who's had a career like mine or Marion Meadows or Bob James, you know, we don't get these careers without giving back. We're we're the luckiest people in the world, yeah. And the fans and people like you and radio stations, so that's where the whole nature of playing it forward, uh-huh. It's this whole concept,
yeah.
of just giving back, you know. It's like, I personally, I really adhere to that. It's been a big part of my life, you know. To quote someone that knew what they were talking about, it's all about service, you know. Mm-hmm. And the best way to lose yourself and get outside of yourself is in the service of others. You know, you just have to do that. And by the way, I stole that from Gandhi. He kind of knew what he was talking about. And so there's a lot that's gone into this record.
Yeah.
The story with Chuck Loeb, all of these great musicians, James Lloyd, Jeff Lorber.
Yeah.
I love the process of making records, and I just had a ball doing this, and I hope the world loves it anywhere near as much as I do.
Yeah. Well, and I would tell you that everybody that you have named, Alexander, we have a close and tight relationship with. When I saw the title of your latest release, I thought about James Lloyd right away, because I think he has a song on one of his projects named Playing It Forward, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it's his track. His track is called Play It Forward.
Okay, yeah, Play It Forward. But it's the same concept. And I know that cat can tear up some keys. He can dance too, and he can really dance. And you know, he everybody that you named. And let me just go back to Chuck for a minute, because that was so deep and personal with everyone in our genre and people in music. And Chuck had been Artist of the Week, and I got the interviews. I just need to find them. I did a couple of, I think one of his close to last interviews before he passed was with us, and he was sick.
Oh.
Yeah, and I definitely need to find that. So, you know, Chuck, he was loved and respected by so many of us, and I'll never forget that back when there was a festival here. He passed around that time, and 4Play was on the lineup. And
that was
hard to when it came time when I introduced the group and stuff, you know, that one was really thick and heavy for people, because they had heard about Chuck's passing, and you know, and then Nathan coming in and everything. That was really, really, that was a heavy time.
Absolutely.
Oh, it truly, truly was. So, and I know that your, I know Bud Harner is, and you know, I love Bud like crazy. And I know he's already said that about 1,000 times. Sure can, sure love her some Bud Harner. But, you know, he was really, really close to Chuck. And, you know, and I know he's really, really close to you. So I want to thank him you know, being, you know, standing steady on this music and not, you know, wavering and everything. You know what I'm saying.
I love all these wonderful people that you know, what a great community we're in with the Bud Harners and the Chuck Loebs and all the people that you know and the real love that they all have for this music, because I can assure you it ain't about the money anymore.
No, absolutely not.
Well, I know that and what you guys do, but I really appreciate everything you said about Chuck, by the way. He really was very special.
Oh, my God.
And to have that track, Musaic, on there is really special. I remember talking to him. It was right after the holidays, you know, earlier in the year before he passed away, and he talked about how inspiring it was to get in the studio. And I guess if there's any sadness, is he never heard the finished product, you know, because he passed away. But But that's I'm sure he appreciated you guys because without radio and a great market like Nashville, yeah. Nashville is just so cool. I got to get there. I'm going to get there sooner than later. I keep promising.
Well, you know, and eventually that's going to happen. I keep telling you that. We talk about this all the time. And Alexander, I also want to tell you that you have been so supportive of WFSK over the years. When, you know, because we've been doing the radiothons to fund this place. Everybody likes what they like and want what they want, but we still have bills to pay up here. So, you know, and you immediately understood that. And when I put the my call out to you, around, it was like one of the first or the second radiothons, and you were like, yes, of course, you know, because you got it. You knew where the dots connected. And you were just awesome, man. And you have supported us immensely in terms of that for so many years. And I personally want you to know that, you know, you were one of the first ones to really step up and made sure your schedule was clear, and you spent a lot of time with us on the air, and you know, we had so much doggone fun. And here's what you did that was beyond the scope.
Well, thank you so much. You're very kind. I mean, it's so mutual though, Sharon. Anybody, again, in my case, you know, I've done radio, as you know. I did 12 years of CBS radio in Detroit. I still do a weekly show on 9:10 a.m. I have a real appreciation of how important what you do is. And, of course, you know, you're affiliated with this with this great university, and you're in one of the great music cities in the world.
Amen.
And with all, you know how much radio has changed in the last 15 years. And I just have such an appreciation for what you guys do and the music that you present. So so thank you so much. But it was totally my pleasure.
Yeah.
I love what you guys do, and I'm always there for you.
Yeah, Alexander, I've been in this business 41 years, honey. I know I sound like 27, okay? But yes, I do definitely. I know it from before it was anywhere near what it is. Anyway, and those, we didn't make any money then either. So, and knowing that that's the case, but what I wanted to close with just saying this, that the conversation that you and I had and the things that were going on the air, you had created, you know, what you called the Angel Flight. And you created that based on trying to increase our funding, although no one's ever stepped in the flight yet, to increase our funding, because you were so sincere. You know, we have our different levels of funding here, suggested levels people can give till their heart's content. But you took it to $5,000 and up. And I was like, yeah, Nashville, y'all think you're ballers. We got you now. I mean, I just absolutely loved it. And that was in the early, early days. And there were so many things that you were going to combine with that, you know, for that would be like the gift that the person would receive for giving at that level. But when you said Angel, I'm like, Lord, he just does not understand what I'm saying right now, because he's totally an angel. You're trying to get Nashville to give at that level and up, and think in terms of that. So, you know, I love you, and that's not going to change.
Oh, that's so cool. Didn't I offer to go play in somebody's living room if they gave you enough money? I think I did.
Yes, and I wish they would come on so you could come visit somebody's living room and we can have a good time, man.
That's so funny. Oh, that is so funny.
I wish they would do it.
Boy, I'll tell you. Oh, that is so great. Well, listen, I'm going to come. I've got an idea for a cool show that I'm going to talk to you about. I'd love to get back on the air on a weekly basis. You know, when we were doing that show, you probably knew, Sharon, that the guy that was producing that show for me, Alexander Zajic from A to Z, he had a stroke.
Yeah,
he had a stroke.
I know.
So, boy, I sure appreciate you giving me all this time. time today, Sharon.
Oh, yeah. Now, anything we discuss beyond this, off the air, please. Because y'all put me under pressure sometime. I'm like, hey, y'all expect me to pull that one off.
No problem.
Because all of y'all have to do is just say it. And then the listeners have heard it. And it's over then, baby. It's over. So I'm like, shh.
That's great.
Yeah, that definitely. Now, Alexander, to pick up playing it forward and to keep up with, is your club still open in Detroit?
No. I haven't had a club in quite a few years. I got into the big festival business, but people can find me very easily, zonjic.com. That's zonjic.com. You can go there and we try to update that. We have to take a lot of stuff down because it got canceled.
Yeah.
But you can always keep in touch with me there. I even have an assistant because, you know, I know a lot of the folks that listen to you and listen to me, they like to call people. And I have an assistant, Phyllis, who's the best.
Okay.
You can call her anytime, 419-280-1073.
Okay.
419-280-1073. And Phyllis, we call her Front Row Phyllis. Front Row Phyllis, she can hook you up with all the information on stuff that's coming, take orders, all kinds of cool stuff, and I'm pretty easy to find, Sharon.
Okay, yeah, you are. And just ask for Front Row Phyllis, okay? I love that. Alexander.
Oh, she's the best. She's my Sharon Kay.
Well, then she's absolutely awesome, then.
Totally.
There's no question about it. Alexander Zonjic is back after a long, long time. And I am tickled to death to have this opportunity to catch up with you, hear your voice. Of course, you know, hear the new music. But just to know you're all good and you're still doing the things that you do. Please give everybody on your new project my love, because they know I love each and every one of them. And I deeply appreciate all of y'all for what you do. Now, Alexander, you'll keep us posted on everything else off the air. You'll keep us posted and so we can talk about some of the things that you almost mentioned off the air.
Okay, I will.
Okay.
I will definitely do that. I appreciate it so much. And I thank you for all of this. I'm going to see James Lloyd tomorrow. I'm going to tell him
he's
got a... that Sharon Kay says hello. He's coming in to do a video with me. So
yeah, well, tell him, you know, I'm the one that gives the good hugs. He'll know exactly what that means, because I do. Anyway,
I know.
Alexander, love you so much, and we'll be talking really, really soon, okay?
Thanks, Sharon. Thanks, WFSK. Thank you so much. I appreciate you so much.
Bye-bye.